You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
You go back in your mind with me just for a few minutes, and we'll then disperse the elements. Let's go to July of 1975, Santa Clara, California. There was no North Valley Baptist Church on July 4th of 1975, but there was a desire to begin a church here at that time. Just a few weeks later, our Lord allowed the North Valley Baptist Church, July 1975, to begin. 49 years ago plus, it'll be 50 this July 13th. You know, when our church began, there was 4 billion people on planet Earth. That number is staggering. But 49 years later, it's doubled. There's 8 billion people on planet Earth. So with 8 billion people, we need double the workforce because we weren't getting it done with 4 billion people. That's why we needed another church. But we're averaging now 5,000 plus churches a year closing their doors in America. Brother Raisley, we're not gaining on it, we're losing. But now we've got 8 billion people, 8 billion souls that need to be reached, but we don't have as many churches. Now, I know my number's wrong here. It's bigger than what I'm going to tell you. And if I met with the pastors, we could all come up with more. But I came up with 15 Bible colleges in 1975 that were going, most of them thriving, including Tennessee Temple with 5,000 students preparing for the ministry. But it's closed. All 15 Bible colleges closed. You're talking about 7, 8, 9, 10,000 students that were preparing. And of those that are left, all but one is dwindled. And the one that hasn't dwindled are not producing preachers or missionaries. Very few. Doctors, lawyers, executives, school teachers, and that's all wonderful. But there's a world that's lost. There are churches that, I mean, there are people and institutions that go around the country getting these churches that are closed and buying them up pennies on the dollar and turning them into either sell them and getting the millions of dollars or turning them into other things other than preaching. We have more responsibility with less laborers. And the Bible says that's the way it is. Labors are few. I think you think with me. Maybe you had a vacation this summer. Maybe you experienced this. Wednesday night prayer meeting is extinct. It's gone. Most churches don't, if they do have it, they don't have any prayer going on. And they got other things going on. Sunday nights are closing down at record numbers. Sunday schools are about extinct. America began the Sunday schools in the late 1700s, and those Sunday school teachers gave people the ability to study the Word of God all week long, pray for their students, prepare a lesson, and then teach it. Christians were stronger by studying the Word of God, and now you're hard-pressed to find a Sunday school. Sunday night's gone, Wednesday night's gone, Sunday school's gone, prayer meeting's gone. Before COVID, we were doing pretty well in America, keeping some buses going. Trust me, I know the country. I travel the country. About 12, 13, 14 years ago, one airline said, you have 1 million miles with us. And I travel all the airlines going to preach. The bus ministry is gone in America. You might know of another city. You're not seeing any buses running in your city. You might live in another city. We have so many cities that are represented. And maybe you'd see, but you don't see buses. Back in the 60s and 70s, you saw the Nazarenes had buses. The Assemblies of God had buses. They had the Joy buses. The Baptists had buses. In Rockford, Illinois, my wife's dad's church, five fundamental Baptist churches, and all five of our churches ran buses. We were running about 13 buses. And then my wife's grandfather's church was running about 10 buses. And buses were going all over a city of 150,000 people, and they were everywhere. There were buses. You don't run into any buses going. Buses are wheels of mercy, we call them. Rescue the perishing. Boys and girls must be rescued with the gospel. They're not being taught righteousness at home and in our schools. What are we going to, here's America, fewer buses. Christian schools, in the 70s, we were open 365 days a year on the average, three a day. Three a day. They're about gone. And certainly a school like ours with the purpose of training young men and women to at least consider, does God want me in the ministry? And I'm thankful for the 200 graduates, Brother Fanera, that are out serving God as pastors and pastors' wives and missionaries and on, and the many that are not in the ministry full time, but they support about 200 in this church that have graduated out of our school. Pastors are quitting at a record number, retiring at a record number. And I don't know, I can't tell a man if he's supposed to retire or not. But I promise you I'll not stay in your way. And there's nothing in my heart to get away from preaching the gospel. It's just too much to do. No one drug me over to elementary chapel this morning. I had the time of my life in speaking and preaching to those kids and trying to get them truths from rocks in the Bible this semester, this year. I had the joy of my life going to your high school kids. They're so, so special and valuable. And the college and our radio. Hudson Taylor was the famous missionary, died in 1905. He was from England, and he went to the mission field, China. Brother Lawman can give you a much more story about him than I can. Began the China Inland Mission. A man came to see him. He came back to England and was trying to recruit more people to come to go serve in China. And a man came with one leg. And he said, I'm surrendering to go to the mission field. Hudson Taylor knew what he was getting into, knew how difficult it would be. He said, sir, you only have one leg. Why would you want to go with one leg? And he said, Mr. Taylor, because I'm watching people with two legs stand home. Dost thou not care that millions are dying in sin and despair? Our mission, come over to Macedonia and help us. There's a call. A call, come over here, help us. There's a call comes ringing o'er the restless wave. There's a call. Come help us. Why would we not go try to help people? But not only is there a call, there's a commission. And immediately we went. Who will go to America? Who will go to the nations of the world? There's a charge in this text. Preach the gospel. We're not there, and God bless the people that do good things in other countries of the world. They fix the teeth of people, and they give medicine to people, and they bandage people. That's all wonderful. But our job is to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And then there's the cities. In that text in chapter 16 and 7, if you read it, they went to Troas, they went to Philippi, they went to Thyatira, they went to Thessalonica, they went to Berea, and they went to Athens, and they went to Corinth, and they went to Ephesus. I'm so grateful I'm a member of this church, because God's people, you're getting the gospel out. I have listed before me here tonight, it's an amazing statistic. If you would go to our website, we have the plan of salvation printed and in video. We have 39 languages where you can hear, you can actually hear how to be born again. We have 100 languages where you can read how to be born again. You can watch a video in Arabic, Bulgaria, Chinese, Croatian, Czech, Danish, Dutch, Filipino, Tagalog, Finnish, French, German, Greek, Hindi, Indonesia, Italian, Korean, Polish, Portuguese, Romanian, Russia, Slovakia, Spanish, Swedish, and on, page after page. I've not even read the whole page, the second page, where you can actually hear that Jesus Christ came and died and was buried and arose again. You know why services like this is so important? You know why your special music that you sang and the pianos and the instruments and orchestra and the preaching is so important? Because of what's happening in what we call live stream. In less than the last 30 days, United States and every city you can imagine in the United States watch these services. Canada, Philippines, Taiwan, Japan, Honduras, Vietnam, Uruguay, United Kingdom, United Arabs, immigrants, Ukraine, Uganda, Trinidad, Thailand, Tanzania, Switzerland, Sweden, Spain, South Africa, Slovenia, Singapore, Saudi Arabia, Russia, Romania, Lithuania, Korea, Qatar, Puerto Rico, Poland, and Peru, and Papua New Guinea. A man sent a text in this week, and he's had in the jungle the app KNBBC listening to it. Panama, Pakistan, Norway, Nicaragua, Nigeria, New Zealand, Netherlands, Mexico, Malaysia, Madagascar, Luxembourg, Laos, Kuwait, Kenya, Jamaica, Ivory Coast, Italy, Israel, Ireland, Iran, Indonesia, India, Iceland, Hungary, Hong Kong, Haiti, Guyana, Guam, Grenada, China, Guyana. Wait. Germany, France, Finland, Fiji, Micronesia, El Salvador, Ecuador, Dominican Republic, Denmark, Czech Republic, Morocco, Costa Rica, Colombia, China, Chile, Cambodia, Bulgaria, Brazil, Belgium, Belarus, Barbados, Bahamas, Austria, Australia, Aruba, Argentina, Afghanistan. Wait a minute. God's people here, you're doing great. But there's still a word. That's the last 25, 30 days. There's still so much to do. Dost thou not care? Oh, I think you do care. And so the Lord's table. Why the Lord's table with missions is our mission? Well, it's before our missions conference. But our Lord instituted the Lord's table. Then he died. Then he was buried. Then he rose again. And he talked to him one more time. And here's what he said. He said, Matthew 28, before he ascended up to heaven, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. The last words he said in Matthew, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. I'm convicted, and I've only read that list one other time. I'm convicted that 195 countries in this world, and this last month we had 100 of them listening. And that's just not one. In most countries, it's multiple, and sometimes hundreds. We've lost a lot of missionaries the last 4 years with COVID. They're not there. They've come home. And I can't fault them. I don't know what God's will for their life. We have fewer missionaries now than we did 10 years ago in our church. We're sending tens of thousands of dollars every month around the world. But we're going to have to consider that missions is our missions. We'll ask the deacons to please stand and rise. Our Father, tonight, as we begin to pass these elements, speak to our hearts about our own condition. May we examine our heart as the bread is passed. And then, God, may we participate as you have desired for us. And I pray that we'd also consider the world in this moment. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.